Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Badari?
Bardia? Yes,
Bardia.
Is
I'm sorry. Yes. This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. You filled out a quote request form online on our website earlier today about your business insurance.
Right.
So you've been in business quite a while.
26 years.
Oh, really? Okay. Were you operating?
Okay.
Were you operating under a different entity name?
I've changed company names, joined with people, separate, I don't know. Yeah, but this final business about 6 years, 7 years, 7 years.
Okay. And you're just operating by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are we subcontracting any work?
Yes, I subcontract some of it we do in-house.
Okay, because you listed no employees of your business.
I have been for time being. I have no employees with the COVID. I've laid off everybody. So I'm just getting back into it. Yeah, I lost a lot of people.
Well, let me just give you some advice. Setting you up on your insurance is no problem if you are going to hire subcontractors, though. They're really only independent if they're carrying their own workers' compensation and their own general liability. So
right,
your policy is not going to cover them. So they got to have their
all right.
They got to have their own coverage if they're going to work for you as a sub.
Okay.
You got to collect certificates of insurance for the subs, and otherwise you just hire somebody on payroll, and then we'd get you some workers' comp set up.
Right. Well, already I have workers' comp anyway.
Or yourself?
Just for the company, I do, because I mean the hotels require it. I do mostly hotel work. They require it regardless. So if you have employees or don't, you have to have workman comp. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can package that together for you. Who do you have that coverage with?
Yeah, I just renewed it. So next year when it comes due, we can do that.
You already did your audit?
Yeah, I already did the audit and got it renewed. That was 2 months ago.
That sounds fair. You can package it at the next renewal.
Right.
So you're mostly working on hotels. You're doing painting and drywall.
Yeah, interior, they get scratched up, we go and patch it. The wallpaper gets damaged, we go replace it, things like that. We just do maintenance mostly for hotels.
Well, that's a good niche. How did you find yourself in that?
It took me a long time to get in there, but yeah, it's a good niche.
And you know the right type of people.
Well, I tell you, they are picky, and it has taken me, I've been doing hotel work for about, since 2007, so 14 years. But only in the past 2 years, I've had enough hotels to really just run the business on hotels. And as soon as it started running on its own, COVID happens, I was So now I'm starting again, so hotels are starting again, to pick up a little bit.
Okay. Where's the extent of the work that you perform? Is it all in Virginia? Maryland or D.C.?
Not too much in Maryland, but mostly Virginia and D.C.
Okay. That's very cool. That's nice.
Yep. Yeah, that's not bad.
These are franchised hotels or locally owned hotels, bed and breakfast?
My clients are Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, a bunch of selection of BF Sauls, then Holiday Inn Express, Town Place, this, that, whatever else. A whole bunch of hotels. Everybody knows me in the hotel industry anymore.
I'm going to need some introductions, Bardia.
Thanks.
So for your request, the insurance can be pretty simple. General liability, as you know, or you're probably familiar with, covers damage that you may cause to someone else's building or their property. And so the coverage is quite standard, pays $1 million per limit. or each occurrence, and let's say you had two major claims in 1 year, the maximum aggregate limit is 2,000. There'd be some coverage for your business equipment and your tools. You filled out on the survey about $5,000 owned in tools. So,
yeah, I would need something 1 million per occurrence, 3 million aggregate.
The aggregate that you're being asked to carry is 3 million?
Right, aggregate is 3 million. That's a minimum requirement for them.
Okay, who's making this request?
Hotels, that's just a standard policy. All of them are like that. Actually, they want 5 million, but I've talked them down to 3 million. I'm like, come on, we don't do any work that can go up to more than, 10,000, for God's sake. I'm like, you want 5 million for what? That's how the policies are.
I can get you 5 million, no problem. I don't think it's going to make it.
Why pay extra? I mean, I don't know how. This is fine. I mean, 3 million does, for what I do, it's more than enough, so.
Gotcha. Now, what happened to your last general liability policy?
Somehow or another, they said to send me the, even though I've been with them forever, they said to send me the, in the mail, information about an audit, which I never received. And they said, since I didn't complete the audit, they're not going to renew until the audit is completed, and that's going to take some time. And they suggested I go somewhere else for time being. I was like, okay, whatever. So that's
right.
What I stood with them.
So did they non-renew just the general liability portion and not the workers' comp?
Well, I mean, they're different. I mean, like my the workman is, which audit is done on that one, is with Hartford. And GL was with, what the hell is it? Always forget their name. Liberty Mutual.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they said that, since I didn't respond to them, they're not going to renew it until it's fulfilled.
Like, okay, and the workers' comp is with Liberty Mutual or Hartford?
With the Hartford.
Just so we don't have any mailing issues, you do want all your mail to go into the Edgewood Court address, right?
Yeah, but I mean, last year with all the crap with the election and, everything else and the mail being lost, I mean, I never received it. And plus, everything is electronic. I mean, they do everything for me electronically. So why did I ask them too? I said, why don't you send it to me electronically? I said, no, we have to send that by paper. I'm like, whatever. I mean,
that's
send me everything else.
Yeah, you wouldn't get any audits with us except for the workers' comp, which you get a email and mail at the same time. So
right. I mean, my workers' comp, I get it electronically, no problem. I do it online, case closed. But this one, I don't know. So
okay.
It just was one of those freak thingies, I suppose,
You need an additional insured on the policy? Any one of the hotels that you are working with?
Well, they usually have their own thing. They put additional insured, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They request that, yeah.
So you need a certificate from us today?
If you can provide it, yes, definitely.
Yeah, not a problem. This is simple stuff. We'd be insuring you with Erie. It's about $37 a month. You can pay monthly. $37 a month. You can just provide your banking information. We'll just take monthly electronic payments from you. Get your certificate by the end of the day. And when you're up for renewal, definitely come see us about the workers' comp.
Sounds good. Send it to me. Let's do it.
So, Bardia, you don't use, I saw a Chevy Silverado registered to you. Is that registered to you personally or registered to your business?
No, just personally.
Okay. All right. So I can get this sent over to you in the next 30 minutes. I just need from you your business routing and account information, and I need for you to send me the additional interest or the additional insured that you need to have listed on your certificate.
Okay. And if you can get me the certificate, that'd be amazing. Thank you.
Before
what was
5.
Your name, please, again?
My name is Sean, and you might want to consider having us help you with your personal insurance too, Barty.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, your rates are pretty damn good. So.
You have State Farm on the personal side?
Yes, I have a State Farm on the personal side.
Get you some information on that before the day's over.
Okay.
All right. So this bank account is in the name of Able Group, right?
Yes.
Also got to ask you, Bardia, in the last 5 years, have you ever had any kind of claim through the business?
No, not at all. I've never had a single claim against me, man. 26 years in business, never had a claim.
So you must do quality work then.
I do. I try. That's why I work, do a lot of work for hotels because, you know, they like quality and they want you to be, you know, exact and quiet and out of sight. And
that's one of our niche markets also is multifamily. So we insure apartments, condos, hotels.
So,
a lot
Sean,
of them,
can you send me your email with this text or whatever, and I get this to you right away?
Yeah, you want to just copy and paste the name and address that's going to go on the certificate?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. So the only thing that I'll need from you then is going to be just have you read off to me the routing and account number for the business bank account.
Okay. I just had somebody else give me through Erie also. Let me cancel with them. I'll go through you. Your price is better.
Did you sign up for anything?
I signed something with them, but your price is hell of a lot better than them. It was with Prestige. Do you know them?
I don't know. Sending you this email right now, additional interests. Just send the name and address of the additional interests that needs to appear on your certificate.
And what was your insurance group's name? Peers?
Legacy Insurance Group. Yeah, you must have found this online. What were you searching for to come across our...
Agents near me, yeah, for GL Insurance.
Okay. Were we one of the top results?
Yeah, you are top 3.
Very good. That's where we like to be.
Yeah, but it was for Sterling, so there are not too many Sterlings. I don't know if that's a comfort or not. But I was looking for Sterling, DJ, and then you guys came by.
Well, people find us as far as Baltimore, Richmond.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you guys have really good reviews anyway. I mean, you know. So that helps. Yeah, sure.
We try to help out as many people as we can. Our aim would be to have you also contribute a 5-star review if you're satisfied with our service.
Sounds good.
All right. So you got my email now?
Let's see. Yes. Sean Gorrell.
That's me.
Yes. Let me send you this info. I hope they give me my money back on the other one.
When did you do all this?
About an hour ago. Let's see. Let me send them an email.
Yeah, I don't know that agency, but just if you would, just don't mention the name of our brokerage. I don't need competitors giving us a call.
And you're giving me $1 million and $3 million, right?
Actually giving you $2 million and $5
million. Oh, okay.
The same cost.
Perfect. Thank you. We are good, though, right? I don't want to cancel with these guys.
Can you come again?
Sean, sorry.
What was your question?
I said that we are definitely good, though, so I can cancel with them.
I would say we're among the best in our entire community.
No, I mean in terms of my insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, general liability is pretty scanty.
Okay.
You got some coverage for the property, too, for the equipment and tools.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, I haven't received yet your, there you go.
I sent it.
All right. So I just need to collect then the bank routing and account information.
Bank routing is 051.
Name of that account, bank.
It's Primis, PRIMIS. Or Sona Bank, it used to be.
Primis,
yeah. I like that name better than Sona Bank.
All right.
The account number is 042-000-1000.
042-000-1000.
Yes, sir.
And you said the routing number is 051-409-276.
278.
That's in the name of Able Group, right?
Right.
All right, then. What's your driver's license number, Guardia?
T65330043.
Anybody drive your Silverado besides you?
Hell no.
Are you a married guy? You got a wife or kids?
I'm married. I just got married last year, but she's not here yet. She's overseas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you recently just move into that house?
No, hell no. I've been here 26 years. No, 24 years. Since 97.
21223 Edgewood Court.
21227.
I think survey said 21223. All right, so your wife has not arrived yet overseas. What about any children you have in the U.S.?
Well, I have one that's grown. She lives on her own.
they live outside of your address?
Yes, yes, I live alone.
How is State Farm treating you?
They've been pretty good. I mean, they're a lot better than Allstate. I used to have Allstate, but they really were expensive. They were sticking it to me, in reality. But I've been with State Farm for some time now. They've been okay. I usually never use insurance. So.
When was the last time you had an accident?
Oh, God, I don't think I've ever had an accident. I think people have hit me maybe one or two times, but way in the past, nothing in the recent years.
So, Bardi, you just have the one, you just have the one Silverado. Is that your only car?
No, I have a Toyota RAV4 2009. I had a Porsche, which I sold back in January.
See, a 2014 RAV4, is that yours?
No, that's my daughter's. 2009 RAV4 is mine.
Oh, so Dornaz is your daughter.
Right, right.
So she does not live at your address. She lives at a separate address?
Right, she lives in Weston.
She has the 2014 RAV4 insured under her name?
Yeah, but that car was somebody hit her back in December, so that car is gone. It got totaled.
Okay. Have some kind of claim where your car was hit and you weren't in it?
It was a few years ago, I think. Yeah, there was the shopping center. Somebody hit my bumper back into me, I suppose, when I was shopping.
That happened more than once, right? That was one in 2019 and...
No, just once.
One in 2017, your car got hit again?
Oh, Silverado was hit in D.C. The construction workers were up against it.
Okay. So the only time you had an accident at fault was January 2019 with, that was your daughter also.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm pretty good, man. Luckily, I usually obey the laws and... I'm careful of keeping my distance.
Okay. Do you have any recent updates to your house? Like you replaced the roof or make any adjustments?
I'm a contractor, so I do adjustments all the time.
Okay.
Every year I do something little to it, keep up with it, make sure it doesn't create problems for me.
When was the last time that the...
Not any renovation of big things like that, no.
So the house was built in 92. When was the roof last updated?
I think about 7 years ago.
And the HVAC, when was that fully replaced?
Say that again?
When was the HVAC replaced?
HVAC, you never replaced.
Okay, so that's original as of 92?
Yep.
Okay.
I added another one about 14 years ago, but yeah.
Make any renovations to, you upgrade the bathrooms or anything like that?
Yeah, all of them have been upgraded.
All of them are
the
like
the
whole
house has been upgraded. I mean, you know, I've done interior renovations or everything.
Okay. Fully finished basement, everything like that?
Yep. Yeah, finished basement, two decks, one in the back, one on the side.
Got a two-car garage?
Two-car garage, yes.
vinyl all across the exterior?
Exterior is brick up front, vinyl on the sides.
How many square feet do you think your deck is?
Deck? Well, I don't know. Probably about 500. Two sections.
Okay. Basement is completely finished. It walks out to your backyard?
Yes.
All right.
Just do me a favor. Send me that COI. My client is all over my ass.
Yeah. I'll get working on it right now. It'll take me between 30 minutes and 1 hour.
Okay.
And then before the end of the day, I'll just give you a phone call to check up on you. I'll have some options for your house and car at that time, so you'll hear from me by 5 o'clock.
Perfect. Hey, thanks, Sean. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll have an application sent to you via DocuSign for the general liability. Just need you to sign off on that, and we'll get the COI out. And I'm going to send you a link also.
For the other one, it's not going to create a problem with either, is it?
What date did you have that one effective?
Just
to
today.
Begin?
Just 6-8. As of yesterday.
6-8?
Yeah, I mean, it can be 6-9 as of today. I don't care. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you want to call and terminate that policy with that agent.
I just sent him a note, told him to cancel it.
That's fine. They'll need to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
So then I'll get this out to you as quickly as I can, and we'll take it from there. I'll circle back with you at the end of the day.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Nice,
I appreciate
nice
it.
Nice meeting you. Absolutely.
Nice meeting you, too.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.